This is KCUR. More than 4 out of 5 Kansas City area residents have to cross the Missouri River to get to Kansas City International Airport. For many, it's a lengthy drive, one that begs the question, why so far? To explore why KCI is where it is, KCUR's Frank Morris made the familiar trip up there, but did so in an unfamiliar way. He gave a lift to traveler he had just met on social media in exchange for a chance to discuss the thinking behind the placement of KCI.
Yep, here we go. It's 4:33 a.m., and I'm just getting in my truck for yet another trip to the airport. This one's going to be a little different than normal. I'm dropping off a guy who I don't even know, Tim Devaney. We just set this up on Twitter a couple of days ago. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Frank. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. So where are we, roughly, Tim?
We are in Western Independence, just north of the sports complex.
And you and I have never met before.
That is correct.
So how long does it normally take you to get to the airport?
About 30 minutes to 40 minutes.
Have you ever wondered why the airport is situated where it is?
Yes, I have. It seems, you know, pretty far out from the city.
You're from St. Louis, right?
That's correct.
So, you know, I mean, the airport in Kansas City used to be handy like Lambert in St. Louis. It used to be right up here, right down, just across the river from downtown. In fact, I mean, you got time? Can we just stop in there for a sec?
Yeah, that sounds great to me.
Really?
Excellent.
Awesome. Because to understand why the airport is where it is now, you kind of want to talk to this dapper gent in a seersucker suit and a bow tie.
Yeah, I'm Charles Wheeler, former mayor of Kansas City in the years 1971 to 79. I cut the ribbon and opened the airport.
That was 1972. And Wheeler says that by that time, this old airport downtown here was outdated. The FAA called it the most dangerous airport in the country. The runways weren't long enough for modern jets.
Well, it was too small at the time, and the plan was to copy Chicago's road to aviation success.
And he's talking about O'Hare Airport.
Chicago's O'Hare Airport, which for some time already has been the world's busiest flying field, is officially dedicated.
So this was 1963. O'Hare's already the busiest commercial airport in the world, located, and see if this sounds familiar, at the extreme northwest corner of the metropolitan area, just like KCI is. In fact, we need to get going here.
Yeah, I need to get, okay, I need to get my flight.
I'm sorry, yeah. So O'Hare was one of the first airports that was far away from the population like this, and Ann Dunning, a professor at KU's Urban Planning Department, says it was a trend that really started catching on.
1970s and on, you're talking about way out there, far flung. And that is the era of, you know, 60s, 70s, that is the era of KCI and Dallas-Fort Worth and Washington Dulles.
Major modern airports, and those are ones with multiple parallel runways. Well, they take up lots of space, and there was room out in the boonies. KCI has more than 10,000 acres. The city had already built a commercial airport up there, and how that happened is a whole other story. But TWA had moved its overhaul base to it, so moving passenger service to that airport made some sense. Oh, but one thing airports are never designed to do, according to Dunning, is to stimulate office, retail, and housing development nearby.
Top consideration usually is making sure they have no neighborhood complaints, which means going as far away from development as possible.
I feel like the stretch of I-29 just goes on and on and on.
How long have we been driving now, Tim?
Oh, probably about half an hour now.
At this point, you start to think, this is getting to be kind of a long trip. Maybe they put this airport in the wrong place.
It gets feeling that way.
So I think the airport's in a perfect location.
Mark Van Loo, the city's aviation director, says this airport generates $2 billion in economic activity a year. And he says he could care less where it's located as long as the site meets some basic criteria.
It could be anywhere as long as you've got enough of land assembled. It's got to be pretty flat, can't have anything in its way. You don't want, you know, houses, schools, and churches nearby because of the noise. And it's located perfectly.
Here we are.
Yep, all ready to get checked in. And
well, safe travels, Tim. Nice.
Thanks a lot, Frank. It was a pleasure to meet you. Thanks, sir. I appreciate it.
So, regardless of what you think of those drives to and from the airport, the location is working pretty much as planned. Frank Morris, KCUR News.
You'll find more coverage of the Northland and our Beyond Our Borders series by clicking the Special Projects tab on our website, kcur.org.